We're back here at Ypsilanti Bowling Green. An impressive MAC opening win tonight on the road as they pull away from Eastern Michigan and post a 91-65 victory. Head coach Michael Huger joins us courtside. And coach, as you and I have talked many times after games, you've mostly bemoaned your team's defense at times. Tonight, I thought it was the best defense you played all season. You would certainly know better than me, but to characterize the defense tonight, why was it effective?
It was the best game we played this year. We had a real nice conversation leading up till today. And, you know, the biggest thing we talked about was turning defense into offense and having pride in our defense and knowing that it's the best feeling when you can, you know, keep a team from scoring and then you're able to score on the other end. It's no better feeling than that. You know, the bench was so involved in the game. I mean, just cheering on their teammates. This is the best we've been all year. It seems like we're putting it together. So I'm just happy for the guys and so proud of the guys and what they did and how hard they played.
Clearly, Imani Bates is a next-level talent, and it looked like part of your strategy with him is you tried to double-team him when you could, when it made sense, and make him give up the ball. Talk about the strategy you employed at least most of the time tonight and why it worked.
The biggest thing we wanted to do was get the ball out of his hands, make him take difficult shots, contested shots. He's a very good player, but we just wanted to shut him down and have a body next to him at all times and not give him any air. So that was our goal. I thought the referees called a clean game, even though they shot 33 free throws, but we probably fouled them 33 times. So it was our guys just played extremely hard and just competed, and they were up for the challenge of not just, you know, Imani Bates, but the whole Eastern Michigan team.
Hey, you know, your team ends up committing a total of 23 fouls. They shot 33 free throws, as you said, but sometimes you don't foul because maybe you're not quite playing hard enough defensively. That was not the problem tonight.
Oh, yeah, we fouled because we were playing hard, so I can live with that all day. Play some guys with four fouls and, you know, things like that, just letting them play because we were playing so hard, and the next guy came in and played that hard, so that's what made it fun for me.
Well, Leon Ayers, when he comes back to the Mitten State, he tends to play well, 24 tonight. And, you know, you could tell that he knew Imani Bates. You know, they're both Michiganders. He knows about that legend, if you will, from the high school ranks up here. And you could tell at times that he took it kind of personal, but he played within the game plan and just played very well, I thought.
He definitely played well. He played an excellent floor game, distributed the ball well. You know, he rebounded the ball, defended. So he did his job and did his part, and he was rewarded on the other end. But we had, I think, five guys in double figures.
Yeah.
Tonight, Chandler Turner led us with a double-double. We had Justin Turner in the building for us. One of my teammates, Juan Street, was in the building. So we wanted to put on a show for Bowling Green alum, and we did. So it was a lot of fun for those guys.
Yeah, Chandler Turner tonight, I was – suspecting that he might have played the best game overall, even though he didn't have the biggest stats, although double-double's impressive. But his plus-minus was plus 30 tonight, 6 of 10 shooting in 30 minutes. Talk about Chandler's presence, and we talk about Isaac Elsasser a lot and how he just seems to do things right. Chandler's kind of in that same mold, isn't he?
Just getting Chandler back healthy. He took a bad spill up in Norfolk, and, you know, that kind of set him back. He was a little rusty when he came back, when we played Ohio Dominican. And, you know, he got some extra shots up today. I saw him. He had a great sweat going today. And, you know, he was able to come out and perform at a high level tonight. And I just wanted to continue for our guys and want them to continue to play that hard and stick together.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the defensive effort by Brent Mills. So you put him on Imani Bates. He's given up 6 inches of height and maybe many more inches of wingspan and length. But even though tonight he had the four fouls and only scored 3 points, I would think it's fair to say he did what you wanted him to do defensively.
He did exactly what we wanted him to do. You know, Imani Bates got 11 points on 14 free throws, and he had 15 points, so he did a really good job of holding them to four tonight. And Brent Mills actually won the oar tonight along with Caden Matheny, so those two got the oar. Caden did an excellent job on Farrakhan, which is, you know, a tall task in his own. So those two guys, they did a really, really good job defensively.
Now, I told folks earlier they may not have heard, we didn't actually ride the bus up here as it had planned. The bus broke down in front of Stroh Center. So your team plays like this. You got a car pulled every game now, right?
We're thinking about it. We're thinking about it.
Well, just so everybody knows, the bus is here now, so the guys will be riding back,
on the bus.
The rest of us will be driving back like we drove up here. Coach, it'll be a nice drive home. Congratulations.
Definitely.
Great effort.
Thank you.
That's Coach Michael Huger joining us courtside here in Ipsy. The Falcons dominate tonight, beat Eastern Michigan 91-65.